Okay, 125, welcome back everyone. I'd like to call the meeting of the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation to order. First item of business. Denise, do we need a roll call?
Only for the board members, Peter, yes.
Okay, so roll call. Peter Lisi, present. Let's go down the list. Julie Savino?
Present.
Thank you. Michael Azzotti?
Present.
Daryl Hill? Daryl? Not yet. Marty Budd?
Here.
Kelly Valeris? Jeanette Weldon?
Present.
Present. One more call for Kelly Marie. Daryl. Would we have a quorum yet, Denise?
I think we have five.
If you have five, you're good.
Three, five. Count four.
Did Mike Azzotti say he was present?
Yes.
Yes. So that's
yes. I'm here.
Also, right, so it shows good. That Daryl and Kelly are still here, but they're on mute. So I don't know if they just stepped away.
Oh, there's Daryl.
There's Daryl. Okay. We can get started. So we've done the roll call. We have minutes to approve from June 17th. Hopefully, folks have taken a look at them. I'd entertain a motion to accept the minutes from June 17th, 2022. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion, but I think there needs to be a change.
Yep.
This is on page 2 of 3, a paragraph IV, second paragraph. It said, Mr. Budd asked for clarification of why the 3.7 million claims filed was less than the 3.9. And okay. A very helpful footnote explaining it. So I thank you for that. But the word should not be exceeded, should be less than.
Okay.
With that.
Any other corrections or edits? Clarifications? All right. So the motion's been made to approve the minutes from June 17th with that one correction. Is there a second? I'm happy to second it. Any other corrections or clarifications, edits, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving, of accepting the minutes with the one correction as stated, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Minutes are approved with that one correction. Next item of business, similar to Chesla meeting, an election of vice chair of the board. Again, Julie has graciously agreed to continue in that capacity. I'd be happy to entertain a motion to elect Julie Savino to continue as vice chair of CSLF. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion. Is there a second? I thought I heard someone. Is there a second? I will second it. Is there any discussion, questions, comments? All those in favor of electing Julie Savino to continue as vice chair, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? And Julie, once again, I don't mean to handle this so casually. I do appreciate you stepping up to the role of vice chair. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Jeanette, executive director's report.
Yes, just wanted to mention there are some interesting developments with regard to federal student loan forgiveness. I'm sure most of you have heard the president is planning, declared that up to $20,000 of federal student loans, depending on your income level and whether or not you were Pell eligible or recipient of a Pell grant, up to $20,000 of your federal student loans could be forgiven. This forgiveness only applies to direct loans, the type of federal loans that CSLF holds our FFELP loans, the Federal Family Education Loan Program, so a slightly different type of federal loan. And in order for FFELP borrowers to access the forgiveness, they need right now, they would need to consolidate their FFELP loan into a direct loan. So depending on how this plays out, there is the trade association is working to try to get the federal government to agree to allowing for FFELP loans to be able to be forgiven without consolidating, which would effectively be like refinancing into a direct loan. So there could be some impacts on the FFELP portfolio as a result of this forgiveness activity. And Tim Webb has taken a preliminary look at what some of that impact might be. Tim, did you want to speak to that briefly?
Sure, Jeanette. Can you all hear me? This is Tim Webb for the record, Hilltop Securities. Done some preliminary analysis on the cash flows. What you can think about with regard to this consolidation or refinance is effectively a prepayment. Their loans would be prepaid. Those funds would come into the trust. And just as in a prepayment, what we would do is utilize those additional funds to pay down the bonds early. So you would see the average lives of your bonds becoming much shorter, which would potentially allow you to release equity when all the bonds pay off at a much shorter time frame. The initial analysis, and again, there are lots of various assumptions that you have to put in here with regard to the percentage of the portfolio that may disappear, how many dollars is each borrower going to do, when are they going to take advantage of this, what interest rate assumptions are you going to assume moving forward? But it looks like the impact could be relatively negligible in the long term. What happens is if this occurs, the bonds would pay off in a much earlier time period. So from a PV basis, you'd be getting that money up front at an earlier time frame than if the bonds paid off over a longer period of time. You may get about the same PV benefit one way or the other. We don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, the time frame that it may happen or may not happen, or what percentage of the borrowers may take advantage of it. So initially, it doesn't look like it's going to impact you that much, although your bond issue may disappear 2 to 4 years earlier than expected.
But Tim, there's no thought that the $20,000 forgiveness is going to be applied to the loans in our portfolio as they exist.
Oh, there are concerns out there that that's exactly what could happen. But the $20,000 as it's currently slated in the federal program, the federal direct program, would apply to those borrowers who have Pell Grants. And if you did not have a Pell Grant, you would not be eligible for the $20,000. The other thing is that there are some income requirements relative to the forgiveness. I believe, Jeanette, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we're looking at $125,000 annual salary. If you exceed that, you would not have access to the $10,000 of forgiveness. So in my analysis, Mr. Budd, I do not have the ability to determine the borrowers that would either have Pell Grants or be subject to that 125 limitation. So when I ran the cash flows, I just looked at what would happen if all the loans, if all the borrowers were to receive $10,000 forgiveness, whether it's forgiveness or in the form of a consolidation, it doesn't matter from a cash flow perspective. That's how I ran it. And it had some impact, but not significant.
Well, when you treated it as prepayment, would the federal government put the money in?
I would posit that they would have to, or else there would be hundreds of millions of dollars of folks out there that would be damaged by them for giving an asset that the federal government does not own. It is a private contract held in trust, and they would have to put that money forth.
Mm-hmm. So it's something we'll be watching, and we will, you know, we can provide another update at the November meeting to the extent there's more information. So that's all I have.
I will
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jeanette, I will have the cash flows up. I will continue to update them as we get additional information. We can work together to hone in on some assumptions relative to what percentage of forgiveness may occur, and we'll continue to keep our thumb on it.
That sounds good. So that is all I have for the executive director's report.
All right. Thanks, Jeanette. And thank you, Tim. Okay. Next item, auditor's report. Review of the financial.
I'll speak briefly on this. As you know, the information for the auditor's report was provided during the prior meeting. There are two action items that we do need to, three action items that we do need to accept at this time. I do want to, again, in advance of those, you know, votes, to thank the chief accounting team, Kevin in particular, who works specifically with CSLF, as well as Joanne and the full team behind all the numbers. So if you want to proceed with the vote, that'll be fine at this point. Thank you.
I assume that the chief of board has approved these, as you've just said before. So I would make the resolution, the first resolution. I would like to add, the board of directors of the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation approve the audited financials for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2022, affects the CSLF. I'd like to add the words, as it affects CSLF.
Okay. Happy to accommodate that. So the motion's been made to accept the financials with that additional wording. Someone like to make a second that motion?
This is Julie. I'll second.
Thanks, Julie. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Next item, the 990. Cynthia, are you going to talk to us on that one?
Or no tonight? Additional comments related to the 990, unless, you know, Joanne could address any questions that you might have at this time on that document, but it's ready for a motion as well.
I move the resolution that appears on the page of our materials with respect to the 990.
All right, motion made to approve the IRS Form 990 as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Second.
All right, Julie seconded it. Motion been made and seconded to accept the IRS Form 990 as presented. Any questions? Questions or comments on the 990? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Last item in this category, a report on management's assertion.
Again, I assume those management assertions are with respect to CSLF.
Yes.
And so I'd like to add those words, board of management, I can't think of the right words, as pertaining to CSLF. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So motion has been made to accept the report on management's assertions as it pertains to CSLF. Again, I would entertain a second to Marty's motion. Anyone?
Julie, I'll second.
Thank you, Julie. Any discussion? Discussion, comments, or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the report on management's assertion with the pertaining to language provided by Marty, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, down to the bond redemption activity.
Sure. Just a couple of quick comments related to the bond redemption activity. I'll be brief. Starts on page 88 of the board package. So during the quarter, there were 4.35 million of bonds redeemed as compared with last quarter's total of 2.6 million, broken down between the 2006 A-1 tranche with 1.75 million being redeemed there and 2.6 million on the 2006 A-2 tranche. And so that left us with a total bond outstanding balance of approximately 102 million, which represents a 4% decline from the ending balance at the prior quarter. Looking down on page 89, we continue to see some small increases in rates and term, with the weighted average coupon increasing 5 basis points up to 6.43. Well, the weighted average remaining term increased from approximately 182 months to 186 months. Looking at loans and forbearance, the FFELP portfolio saw an increase in forbearances during the quarter from 9.78% to 10.93%. And the private loan forbearances decreased from 0.78 to 0.18%. And those are really only comments I wanted to make related to bond redemptions. Were there any questions related to the redemption activity?
I take it the forbearance increase still does not really affect our percentages in any significant way.
Sorry, at which percentage is that?
The coverage percentages. The, you know, you have the 120%. I'm looking at...
Oh, sorry, the parity ratio?
Yeah, the parity ratios.
Correct. No, that increased from 9.78 to 10.93%, not have a material effect on the parity ratios.
Or the increase in the other percentage is the same, the other loan portfolio.
Correct. On the private loan?
Yeah.
No, there are very few loans in forbearance on the private loans.
Right.
I mean, I want to say
it increased by 1%, you said.
On the private loans?
Yeah, you said from 1% to 2%. Is that correct?
Oh, I apologize if I misspoke, but no, the private loan forbearance percentage decreased from 0.78 to 0.18%.
Okay, good. Thank you. I misheard.
It looks like, Marty, this is Tim with Hilltop. It looks like there's just a single loan in forbearance on the private side. $2,950. So it's a okay. It's a very small percentage.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on redemption activity? Okay. Thank you very much, Justin. So our last item of business requires the board to go into executive session under attorney-client privilege. And Denise, we need a vote to go into executive session, correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Would someone like to make that motion to move to executive session?
I'll make the motion to move to executive session.
All right, Julie's made the motion. I will second it. Motions are made to move into executive session. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? I believe you should each have an option to go into a breakout room now. Board members could please go to the breakout. I think we have everyone back. Okay, we've returned from executive session and I need to state that no votes were taken. And we are at the end of our stated agenda. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? New business? Any other business for the good of the cause?
No adjournment.
In that case, I would vote. I would entertain a motion for adjournment. Anyone?
So moved. Go ahead, Daryl.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you all very much. We are adjourned, and we will see everyone on November 15th. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good day.